Hi, my name is Jessica, and I am here to share my story about living with sexual assault, and I'm hoping that it would help others, inspire them to come out with their stories, or even talk to me about their stories, and maybe I could help them. Like I said, my name is Jessica. I am a 30-year-old woman, and 18 years ago, I was attacked by my stepbrother, and for 2 years straight, he sexually assaulted me, and at the age of 14, I got pregnant, and this is actually a very personal and scary story because I have been living in fear. And I have been living with a lot of anxiety and PTSD and also depression. Now, I know that I'm not a professional psychiatrist or psychologist or anything like that, but what I have gone through, I think, may be able to help others. My family, once they found out at the age of 14 that I was pregnant by my stepbrother, my stepmom made me hide from my family and also from my school. I was not allowed to tell anybody what had happened to me. My stepbrother had threatened to kill me if I told anybody about what happened to me. And now I feel like I'm safe enough to come out and tell my story. At 12 years old, my stepbrother came into my room and raped me. And he would put his hand up against my throat and would choke me and tell me that if I told anybody, he would kill me. And so I lived with this for 2 years. And to this day, I still have PTSD flashbacks from it. And it is very hard to go through. And I know that it may be very hard for others who have lived with this also to maybe even listen to this, or having a hard time going through it as well. It has taken me 18 years to finally come out and say, this isn't my fault. This wasn't my fault. And I have taken the blame for 18 years because that's what my family made me do. I am now able to say that I am proud of what I did, because when others hear my story, they say, how did you live with yourself? How did you not kill yourself? Because I would have killed myself. Well, I'm glad that I didn't kill myself, because I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't have my daughter, who is now 16 years old, and I am just extremely proud to have her. I did give her up for adoption, and I do not know where she is or how she is doing, but I do hope that her family tells her that she was adopted, and when she turns 18, I hope she does want to come look for me, because I would like to be a good mother figure to her, even though I'm sure she has great parents now, and I'm really hoping that they're taking great care of her. If you are living with someone who is sexually assaulting you, and you don't know how to deal with it, and you are just stuck in your head thinking that it's your fault, I want you to know that it's not your fault. Through my podcast series, I'm going to talk about how I've dealt with everything and how maybe you guys can deal with your issues as well. And if you ever need help, please feel free to come out and contact me and talk to me, and I will be more than willing to help you through your issues. I am a very caring, compassionate person, and I have gone through a lot in my lifetime, and I am ready to help others who are going through either the same thing or something like what I have been through. So, thank you for listening to the beginning of my story, and I hope that I can be an inspiration to you and others. And please feel free to share my podcast with people who you think would really benefit from it. I plan to do this at least twice a week, possibly more, depending on my schedule. And once again, thank you for listening.